The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is it a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Radio 24/7. Today is the 18th of July, if you can believe that, 2017. Remember this, among many things, we are the brass knuckles of radio. I got news for you. And I'm going to talk about a product that will change your life forever and a product you got to move on. There's just too many people out there hemming and hawing about everything. You got to go in all the way and not wait for someone to tell you, well, that's a good product. Go out and make your own choice. Go out and determine things for yourself. And as I say, be a thinker. You know what I mean? That's what we talk about here. But I'm going to give you the big stuff on the winner's circle. And this has all been developed here at FBC Stone and Steel Yard. Module 1, the beginning. 2, getting started. 3, mental fortitude. 4, sandbag domination. 5, heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. 6, passion for what you love. 7, hands-on training. 8, big powerful arms. 9, high shrugs and straight arm pullover, which I've been doing a monster bunch now, and I'll get into that in another time, another show. Number 10, the return of the York Iron Boots. Number 11, strong stone strength. Number 12 is Love, Passion, My Power Rack. Now, when you buy the Winner's Circle program and you take the action today, you get module number 13 called the Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers for free. Here's some of the big bullet points on it. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for, where have all the men gone, why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life. Why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world? Now, another big piece of this big puzzle here is this. When you buy the Winner's Circle, we have what we call 8 for 8. And these are men and women that have donated 1 hour of their time to you when you buy this product. Number 1, Martin Janzix. Number 2, David Whitley. Number 3 is Douglas Graham. Number 4 is Dr. William Wong. Number 5 is Clint Darden. Number 6 is Paul Firepower Gray. Number 7 is Frank Delventhal. And number 8 is Kirsten Tulick. All these people are on M&M. Great people. Very generous with their time. And they're helping me out in a big way. So, if you want to get into some old school stuff, you've got it right here. And you're going to have to commit and get off the fence. So, take a chance on yourself, buy the Winner's Circle, and I guarantee you, you will have some serious, serious training at hand. And remember this, it's not going to end with those 13 modules, because some of the stuff I'm doing now are all going to become modules. But I'm going to have a professional photographer come over here and do it. We're not going to do any of this half-rate stuff. And when I'm alone, I just can't film stuff. Too fired up, too hyped up. I'll pull the camera and throw it. I just don't have time to do it. I can't focus in. How can I focus a camera and I'm not even in the picture? So we're going to have our good friend Brett come and do it like we have with a few things. But right now, the best thing to do is to concentrate on what we got here. Now, we asked for contributions because it seems like everybody has. And we are in very tight straits now. And I know probably everybody's tired of hearing it. But to keep this show rolling, it's a lot of money. And right now, we are trying to build upon everything we can and become as solvent as we can. And this is what we're asking for. If you don't want to contribute $25, $50, or $100, which I'll go into momentarily, you can go to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Buy me a week's worth of lunch. Buy me a dinner. Buy me raw milk. It doesn't matter. But you can give to that, and that would be great. Now, When you contribute $25, you get the beginning, which is the first module in the winner's circle. Here's some of the highlights on that. Obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. And in a pessimistic world in which we live, I'm telling you, optimism is the key. When you contribute $50, you get the same thing, the beginning, and you get a half an hour of free consultation with me, and we'll go over anything you want. When you contribute $100, you get the beginning, and you get two half an hour free consultations with me, and we will do whatever you want. Now, each button, you just click it, it goes right to PayPal, put the money there, you're all set, you're done. I didn't want anything hard. It's like straight line is the most direct route to your success. Now, if you really want to become and build an outstanding man and woman that you are and possess strength, valor, and character, this is what you can do for us. You can help us keep creating more and more product, expand the radio station, and eventually one day we're going to be sitting here, I hope within the next 18 months, and we're going to be handling live calls. I'm going to bring in our good friend John Bruni, but John will be one of the people that will be part of this team for that, because I feel John is exactly what I want in my camp. So it will be he and many others, but these are the people that I'm looking for that really, really want to do some great things. I've been approached by two people on the show when the network is going the way I am that have approached me about having their own shows. That could be a possibility too. So there is a ton of stuff sitting here ready to go. So anything you can contribute to us would be very, very much appreciated, and I thank you in advance for everything. Now, another big thing, subscriptions here. You got to go out to motivationmuscle.com. It's on the very top of the main webpage. It's right under becoming a Patreon. Now, look, we had to do this because whomever set this up before was totally wrong, and it went to my personal email. Now this is set up where it'll go to my MailChimp account. So when you subscribe here on motivationmuscle.com, I will have that so I can send anything I want to anyone that has subscribed. Now, if you subscribed in the last 8 months, you're not going to be here because I cannot and I do not have the time to manually move every one of those subscriptions over to MailChimp. Just no way. It's not going to, things are not letting up here, and I don't have time right now. So, if you would still like to be part of our team and get our newsletters or whatever I'm going to put out, go to motivationmuscle.com. You can subscribe right at the very top. It's a piece of cake to do, and you'll be back with us, and I thank you for that. Two more things, and then we're going to bring John right in. I do this every time we come on. You can stand up. Take a deep breath and say as I'm going to right now, I am a champion and I am a winner. And I'll tell you right now, say those two phrases as much as you can every day for the next 2 weeks. And I guarantee you, your life is going to change for the better. Believe me when I tell you this, as I'm in the midst of reconstructing and deconstructing a lot of things in my mind. And remember this too, you know, it's going to, you know, things are going to change. That's the way life is. But I'll tell you one thing. When you're a thinker, and I mean this, I've been stressing this like crazy, the world will become yours. Think about it, everybody. I am a winner. I am a champion. Now, I'm going to give you some information on John because John's been sitting patiently long enough. Number one, he's an author, a strong man, a motivational speaker, a pastor, and he is a writer for Milo Magazine. John, welcome back, brother. It's great to have you.
Hey, looking forward to a killer show today. I mean, we've got killer topic. I think that this is going to be one that it's going to be a podcast for the ages, brother.
I think everything we do is, but John and I sent a note to John. You know, I always verify with everybody if they're going to be on or whatever. And I got thinking, you know, John is very intuitive and into a lot of things, whether you follow him through Milo or here or wherever he is. He's always doing something that's a little bit different than anybody else, or he's doing things like myself here that have been kind of pushed to the side of the road. And a lot of people either have never done them, or maybe they're introduced to them at one time, but kind of said, you know, it's nothing. It doesn't do anything. What we're going to talk about today is building. If we can get to the shoulder girdle, we will. If not, we will do it on the next show. We're going to talk about building the hip girdle and how important it is to everything. I mean, you want a stone lift, you want a squat, you want a pull. You just want to walk around strong, as Dr. Ken Leisner would say, this is it. So, John, I'm going to start with you. Let's start a little bit right out. Oh, you know what, too? I think I saw you in one old magazine. It might have been 2011. I think there was a picture of you doing the York Iron Boot swings, but we'll get into that. But let's get into the hip girdle. How important is the hip girdle, not only just to longevity of the back, everything else on the outside of what we're doing, but what is it, its meaning in the stuff especially we love to do and everybody else?
Well, let's talk about it first in a general sense. No matter what you do, your power comes from the hips. People don't understand that a boxer, for instance, people that like to watch boxing or MMA, they're like, well, I need to work my shoulders. I need to do all this. The power in a punch comes from the drive in the hips way more than the shoulder.
Yep.
Whether you're walking, whether you're squatting, which is just an essential thing. You know, it's amazing how many people in America can't even do a body weight squat butt to the ground.
I know.
No weight. I mean, we're that immobile. And so many people blame that on the knees and ankles when it really is the hip mobility.
Absolutely.
And all the power comes from the hips. So whether you're deadlifting, whether you're overhead pressing, that's where your stability comes from. Whether you're doing mace work, whether you're doing the giant lifts, like I love to do, of course, the chain bar lift, you know.
Yep.
Tons and tons of weight on there. A lot of people have seen that in my hip videos way back in the day. It is essential to any athletic pursuit that you have.
You know, it's real interesting, too, because you and I, we talked on the last show, especially about incorporating a lot of strongman in, you know, whether it's a yoke, whether it's a tire to flip, whether it's one-sided farmer's walks, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when we talk about hip power and explosion, and I'm going to go out on the limb with this. There's a lot of things, you know, I love to do the same way with you. You know, one of the things I'm the biggest fan of is obviously clean, bear hug, and walk for distance. But something that's pretty close, if not a very close second, is tire flipping. Because think about this, folks. It's not just lifting this thing up, standing it up. You know, I put it right against my chest, come up with it, and I explode through the hips. Even though it looks like everything is going through your arms and hands as you push that tire forward and then run right up to it, get under it, and do it again. And what I found was, I was telling John when we spoke before we came on this morning, that I've, you know, besides the course in Winter Circle, there's so many things I have become reacquainted with again. And I think, you know, I was much younger with training, and I don't think a lot of them I really gave my full attention to because I didn't know enough about them at the time. I'm going to admit it. I mean, what I am now 5 years later, I was not 5 years prior, all right? And talking to different gentlemen and ladies on here, you know, especially like when you're talking to Martin Janzik or Stevie Shanks or like John Bruni, these guys are doing these off-the-wall lifts, you know, whether they're coming and running over John, you know, or whatever he's doing, or these guys are going out and lifting stones out in the middle of nowhere where, you know, you can't even break them off the ground because they're frozen. The point of the matter is, I've adapted and adopted a few things again. And one of the ones that really impressed me not only was what Martin said with putting the 200-pound sandbag overhead. Think about the structure you got to have just to clean that and lap it and stand up. Secondly, Stevie Shanks really got me fired up on the hack lift. Now, I don't do it reverse grip like a deadlift. I do a clean grip. I love it. Jefferson lifts are back in my life big time again. Close grip bent rows again. But the biggest thing, besides I've talked about building the Roman columns down my middle of my back, is I've definitely got back into the iron boots. Now, John can correct me, and I'm going to go right to you, John, because I want to expand on this with everything you want to add, too. I believe they came out, that was part of Bob Hoffman, for anybody that doesn't know, York Barbell Company. I believe they came out in the 30s. Is that correct, you think, John, somewhere in around there?
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes.
Yeah,
Because they were big.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like now people are rediscovering them.
Yep.
You know, late 90s, people started to rediscover them again. It's like everything that was really worked got rediscovered.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, folks. Besides, now, I don't know if people know this, but with the later models of them, they're drilled out in the center. And you could get the bar from York, I believe it was, or Roger LaPointe was selling them. Somebody was, or go down and measure what you want to your local welding shop, and they'll cut a one-inch piece of steel. Now, going back, I was telling John, I found my original course of York leg development. And I've been doing a number of movements, and I can tell you right now, besides doing the things that I've incorporated, as I said, the Jefferson, the hack, the close grip bent row, all that stuff, and many more things, I've really laid in the York iron boots. Now, here's some of the things I'm doing. I'm doing the reverse curl, which would be a hamstring movement, and it's a totally different feel with those boots. Not only that, you got to control them, especially when you get them heavy. Secondly, the bicycle. Holy cannoli, man. Not only with the hips and that whole structure, you want to build an abdominal area. I'm not talking core, folks, and six packs and eight packs. I'm talking sturdy, strong, unmovable body. I mean, you know, when I said before, when I bust that 200-pound bag overhead, I'm not even going to flinch when I do that. I want people to say there's no way that guy just pulled a 200 and put that over his head like that. And we'll have to put it on a scale to prove it. That's one of the big things. But that doesn't even matter right now. And then the other movement I've been really keying on among many, I love doing, there's one, it's a leg raise, it's called a side leg raise. Now, between those three, and I'm doing the swing, too, because I believe I saw John doing it somewhere. What you do is you can lean up against something. You can try to just stand straight on your own if you feel you can do that. And all you do is take that leg of yours, left leg, right leg, swing it forward, swing it backward. You do those four movements. Well, we'll get into that more. But, John, go ahead. Comment on anything you want. I know I took a lot of time there. Comment on anything. We'll move into any direction you want to go, and we'll just keep putting out a blistering show here.
Well, let's talk about I love the rediscovery of the iron boots. I bought mine. It's been a long time ago, back from Roger LaPointe, back when his business was kind of, I think it was in his infancy.
Yeah.
When it was first coming out. But one of the things is this, is that a lot of people don't understand the power or the ingenuity of the old school devices, because I've heard a lot of people today try to do things with the ankle weights.
Yep.
And you know, I'm not against that, but here's the thing. There's something about the iron boots that a lot of people are missing out on, and that is building the ankle strength.
Yep.
So by having the weight underneath the foot, you're actually building the stability of the ankle indirectly every time you do one of these movements. One of the biggest areas we tell people that they need to develop is the front of the shin. This whole idea of the front from some people do calf raises, but they never work the front of their leg from the ankle up to the knee.
Right.
And they wonder why they don't have the stability under a super heavy squat or under a super heavy deadlift or a log press, whatever it may be. And also they have injuries when they try to do sprinting or anything else. It's because they have underdeveloped legs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do with the iron boots, especially when you start to load them with a bar.
Yeah.
And when you really do that, the weight by it being underneath you indirectly every time is stimulating ankle stability. And that carries over, and this is, goes back to my whole thing now, that carries over into your entire nervous system.
Yep.
Where people don't realize that what happens in your ankle affects what happens in your wrist and your shoulder and your neck. All the joints are so important, and the ankle is such a neglected thing. And so as we go through these iron boot exercises, there's a reason why the old timers did what they did. You know, they, you know, I, like I said, everything is new again.
Yeah.
You know, everybody tries to innovate and do all these things, but really what we're finding is that the secrets were with the old timers.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have to go back now and do corrective exercise for things that the old timers did instinctually.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you something else I've been teaming up with them because, I mean, you can do iron boots anytime you want in your routine. That's up to you. But I usually do them at the very end. You know, I'll do my neck. I'll either do my neck the first movement before I get in the body weight, or I'll do it at the end. I'm not that fatigued at that point, believe me, as far as those muscles go. But what I've been finding, too, that's really good, I usually use a tennis ball. And two things. Dr. Bob Weil, through the company called Sand Dune, has sent me a brand new product out there. This thing is unbelievable. It's for rehabilitation. You'll have foot power like you can't even imagine. And it's called Sand Dune because it literally feels like you're in sand. And I can tell you this. It even feels more like a Tempur-Pedic bed if you're familiar with them. It's outstanding. You can run on this thing. You can just move your feet back and forth. I like to lay them on the sides. I like to go back up on my, on the backs of my heels until I almost fall over. You can get in any position of a squat. You can sit on this thing and basically hold with your legs off the ground. Now, when John talks about especially ankles and calf work and shins and all that, you know, being Bob is in the podiatric medicine here, we constantly hear about the role of the foot. And let's face it, folks, without a good, strong foot, nothing else is flowing. If we've got bad feet, you know, we don't take care of the shoes and the socks we wear properly, we got trouble. Now, besides the sand dune I'm doing, when I'm outside and I'm done with the iron boots, I take my shoes and socks off, and I take a tennis ball, and I keep rolling it back and forth on the bottom of my foot. I've gotten pretty good now where I can wrap my toes around a tennis ball and hold it. I haven't mastered it enough where I can get it off the ground to hold it, but that's what I'm talking about. Little things. I mean, I've got hard balls out there. I've got wiffle balls I play around with it. Things like that will make the difference in your training and how brutal you are because, you know, we always talk from head to toe. Well, I'm talking from toe right to shoulder girdle and beyond if you want to do that. Go ahead, John. Comment and move on, whatever you want to do, brother.
Well, the sand dune is a great thing. I just checked out a picture of that to see what it's like. That's a fantastic thing for foot power. One of the things that I've been doing, if you can't afford, I don't even know what they cost or what anything about that yet, but one of the things that you can also do is if you really want to build that foot power, is get a cheap, and this is something I've been doing for a while for balance, a cheap yoga block.
Yeah.
Now, I say cheap, is it because it needs to have a lot of give to it. If you have a really good yoga block, it's stiff and it's hard. You need to buy something cheap that has some give to it.
Yep.
And what you want to do is you can stand on that and just grip your feet into it, and you're working your balance as well as that toe strength.
Yep.
So you're digging in. And this is one of the secrets from one of my seminars coming up. Once you stand on that yoga block, and again, it has to have give.
Yep.
And you're working on your balance. Then all of a sudden, you can start training your vestibular system by turning your head side to side, left to right, up and down, close your eyes, all these different things. And again, you're driving your proprioception. And that's such a key thing. And it goes back to hip power. It goes back to leg power. All of these things, the body tells, okay, let's jump back for a second.
Okay.
What people need to understand with the foot, the hips, all this. Let's say you're going to go up and you're going to do a heavy deadlift. And everybody has experienced this before. You walk up to the bar and you just start yanking on it. You know, you're going to grip it and rip it. And it goes up like an inch and you just can't get it. You know, yeah. It's way past your max.
Yep.
The reason you can't lift that is because your feet, your hips, your nervous system is sending signals to your brain back and forth that your body cannot handle that weight. So we want to do, in other words, it's the governor, and people have heard me talk about the governor a lot.
Yeah.
Just like when you're in a go-kart or a golf cart, there's a governor set on that, which determines how fast you can go and how much power you have. Well, in the same way, your nervous system is that governor. And so if you're not training your feet, if you're not training your hips especially, you're never going to, your brain is going to shut you down well before you ever are able to lift the loads that you need to lift.
Mm-hmm. And you know something, too? Perfect. Everything valid, obviously. You know, you're talking about a deadlift. Well, it's the same thing with, you know, I've been doing more front squats now, obviously, because of the translation to the stone. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm still doing a lot of dead stop back stuff, partials. But you got to realize, you can't absorb millions and millions of things here and not get in trouble at times. So you've got to trade one for the other, or you got to be mature enough, which I hate that word, to know, okay, if I went 95% on my front squat today, and let's just say maybe we're going to do some, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of a good movement here. Well, even if you want to go and do some Jefferson lifting, or I'm trying to think of the movement, and it's not coming to me right now. Let's just say it's that. The foolish thing would be to try to go in and do a max lift there. And this is where we get in trouble with everything. And this is how we get injuries. This is how we can't explode things anymore. Because one thing I've seen, especially with stone lifters, is the majority of them will move the stuff. It doesn't always mean you're going to lift it and hold it, whether it's an Atlas stone or a Husafell stone and walk it. But I'm convinced now more than ever. Look, everyone's going to tell you, John and I were talking about this before we came on. Got to do my shoulder girdle. Well, once again, how much can you do to the shoulders when you're trying to work the hip girdle? And what is going to be more important to you at the time to incorporate all this stuff in? And this is where it gets very sketchy with everything. But I'll tell you right now, I said it, and I've said it a million times, and I know people have heard it and heard it, but I've talked about, now I'm telling you about the third area I'm really hitting. I've talked about the lower arm, elbow to fingers, kneecap to toes, and obviously you know what I'm doing now with the York boots for the hip girdle. But John, one other thing I know, and if you're not done, I want you to finish up any way you want, but one thing that's very interesting too, I think I told you before we came on, I've added bridging back on into my repertoire, and those are just, you know, get up in the morning, get that spine stretched out, things of that nature. But comment on anything, anywhere I went wrong, or you feel that I need instruction, if that's the case, and take it away.
Well, one of the things, let's talk about bridging for a second, why it's so important, is when we're talking about the hips, one of the things that we forget, and people forget this all the time, they want to talk about core power, is that the glutes really are the prime movers of the body. They tie in, and so we talk about, and I've talked about this in my new upcoming book, we talk about a lot of people having gluteal amnesia. And they talk about that that's a very common thing in people because we sit so much.
Yeah.
And so the glutes don't know how to fire anymore. That messes with your hip mobility because, again, that's the stabilizing force, especially like when you go into a hip flexor stretch.
Yep.
Once you track that glute, you're firing all that up, pushing it forward. So you can't go wrong with bridging. And, you know, we do all kinds of exercises with that, clam overs. You know, you can put a band around your knees when you go into that bridge.
Yep.
It's a fantastic exercise. And then, of course, if you have the mobility, you can go into a full one with your arms as well as the neck bridge, you know, which has come under a lot of fire, the neck bridge, but it's still one of the greatest movements you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But it's just so important. And so let's even now backtrack one of the things I want to talk about today with the hip mobility. And I love – well, anything more you want to say about the bridging and the effects you've seen on your body?
Yeah. Look. Flexibility big time, nothing going on with the lower back. And to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you the biggest component, I think, of bridging. Not only do you learn to breathe properly, I tell myself without, I want to clarify this to everybody. I keep telling myself mentally, relax. Not relax where you get sloppy and fall backwards or break your neck or slam your body to the living room floor. It's a way, I want to tell people, it's almost like meditative when I do it. I love that feeling. I love getting in that position. I love holding that position. I love coming down and coming back up. You know, one of the biggest proponents of that stretch, and I never saw him do it with his neck like that, because I always take, you know, I have, what do you want to call it? The bridge, the wood that's wrapped all around, your doorway comes down, you know, and the wallpaper connects right to that. I'll always go back far enough where I can rock myself to get my nose to touch that, like the baseboard, I guess you would call it. But when I hold something, as I said, I get this very good meditative relaxation in my body. And one other thing I'll give right to you, John, is this. The concentration phase. I love the feeling of that. It makes me concentrate so hard without blowing my brain out. It's a whole different style of concentration. So I just love that feeling every day to just get up, do whatever I want to do with it, you know, and it just jump starts my whole day and away we go. And I'll send it to you, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's some daily practices. Whether it's bridging, whether it's doing body weight squats in the morning, I highly recommend the bridging.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about daily practice that will change your life as far as your strength levels, as far as your hip mobility and everything else, and you'll find more about it. I'm going to give you some, just whet your appetite for this if you have not heard about it. But I interviewed Don Thompson, who is one of the strongest men on the planet, about his system called body tempering.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned about this from Donnie. It changed my life. And what you do is you're going to take a piece of steel. You see, because when we have mobility issues, everybody wants to foam roll or do all those things. And
yeah,
that might be fine for people who don't lift extremely heavy weights, who aren't putting tons and tons of weight on their body every day. Well, you have a piece of steel. It's a chunk of round steel, and mine's cold rolled, and it weighs about 140 pounds.
Wow.
And what you do, and how I learned this from him, this is a total anaerobic exercise. It actually makes the body stronger, but it makes the fascia pliable, and it literally crushes your muscles. One of the reasons people don't have hip mobility is they have super tight quads.
Yep.
And so what you do is you take that piece of metal – and you just rest it on the body part you're working. So I'll set that on my quads in the morning. I'll start at my hips. and I will let that just sit there, and then I'll roll it an inch at a time, even a half inch at a time, until it gets to the next spot. And it literally crushes my muscles down to my bone.
Wow.
Now, that's driving toxins out. That's yep. doing all kinds of stuff. Then I'll bring it all the way down just above my knees and let it sit there, and then start the process all the way up again, and then I'll let it sit on my hips. And then I move up my abdomen, up my chest, up to right below my throat. I put my arms up there to protect myself because I don't want to, you know, get
yeah.
a throat punch.
Yeah.
And then bring it all the way down. Then I do my arms, and then I'll have my wife start, and she'll work all the way up my glutes, my hamstrings, the Achilles tendon.
Yep.
I'll put my feet up on a piece of pipe and let her roll out my Achilles tendon all the way up my back. And what that does is, one, you know, you're getting this anabolic strength thing because your body's having to resist this weight, and it's passive at the same time. And what that does is it bulletproofs me. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, Donnie Thompson's system really, it changed my lifting career.
Wow.
So you let that go. But again, it's a, what I call it is the daily practices.
Yep.
Things like bridging, things like body tempering, making you stronger, getting ready to take impact. You know, and what it's doing is also taking all these little adhesions
yeah.
that you have in your muscles and making sure that you don't get a hernia. But again, you know, foam rolling, that's for guys that, you know, if you lift lightweights, that might help a little bit. But when you have gnarly, gnarly tissue damage
yeah.
from heavy, 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 heavy lifting for years and years, you need something like body tempering, which is a rehab and a prehab.
Yep.
That's what bridging is. It's prehab. It's something you need to do every day. Daily practices over time radically change your body. Doing things with the iron boots every day is going to change your body. Hanging from a pull-up bar every day, it's going to change your body. But the secret is in the daily discipline.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you know something? Every one of the things we've talked about are they're game changers there. And I can't tell you, it's the same way even with, I know it's a different thing, but the same way with the neck work. You know, I go out and do certain things every day, other than like when I'm lifting that day. And like this morning, I went out, did a few light things with the iron boots. I did a real light set of breathing pullovers. I did a very light set. I only used a 25-pound plate and did my neck curl off the end of the bench. And, you know, I've got an old-school grip machine. And I just went and did 10 reps with that, put it all back in. I did my bridging, obviously, when I woke up first thing this morning. And that's it. Tonight, who knows, if I go out and cook out or I'm out in the yard, if we don't have another torrential rainfall here, I'll go out and fool around some other stuff. You know, the outside of my garage, I've got those real nasty dip bars sitting outside. I go out and knock some dips off, you know. I'll tell you another thing, John. I know this is different, a little different from what we're talking about, but when we talk about these things, all kinds of great things are coming into my head. One thing I love to do, because I have 4x4 dip bars in the garage, and then outside is where I've told everybody we've got 6x6s down the whole side of the garage, lagged into the garage wall, and I don't know how many feet, I think 4 feet under the frost line, and they're cemented in. So these things, you'd have to hit them with a grenade to blow them up. And as everybody knows, I can do dips. I can do any partial style Hoosa Steel lift off that with the chains. And obviously I've talked already about the dead stop flat bench presses with any style bar you want to put in there. This is a dumbbell, I mean. But I love going out there during dinner, John. Or if I'm out there, I'll jump up. Maybe I'll do a few dips. And then what I do, I'll sit there and hold them until it feels like my arms are going to shake right off my body. Jump back down and go about my business. I love doing that when I'm like mowing the lawn. Why? Because once again, it's another way to make you concentrate, to feel uncomfortable, but you're still getting things. You know, think about that. I don't care if you're using weight or not, you're using body weight. Hold that. Everything's getting used there, you know, on the top half for sure. I talked about that like with the, when you get in the bridge. the concentration, teaching yourself how to breathe, being uncomfortable, and most of all, it's a great way to concentrate. You wouldn't believe some of the things that go through my head when I'm just doing some of that stuff that people say, what's the point of that? It's light. I got news for you, folks. It works. Go ahead, John. I mean, I know I veered off, but that's how we always run. And I just think some of those things, you know, like going out and just doing some light stuff every morning, you know, obviously wake up and do your bridging. I love that, man. Nothing feels better than taking like a 25-pound bar and doing 20 deep breathing pullovers, okay? And the same thing with the holds and the dips or the neck, or if you want, the calves, very light. Sometimes I even go out there like our good friend, the great late Anthony DiTillo, with my horse liniment on, and I bring my liniment with me, and I might only use 200 pounds on that calf machine, but I'll do them until it feels like my calves are going to explode, literally. That's just some of the ingredients I use with everything when we're talking about girdle training. Go ahead.
Yeah, dude, you're hitting it right on the head. I like to have different pieces of equipment always laying around me.
Yeah, yep.
In other words, in my office, I've got grippers. I mean, everywhere I go, I've got a piece of equipment. I've got Indian clubs. I've got ginormous, giant Indian clubs in there, the big ginormous ones. I've got small ones. I've got little block weights. And what it is during the day, every time you walk by it, just pick it up, do a few reps.
Yeah.
One of the other things I love is I've got a balance board. It's kind of like an endo board where it's got the cylinder and you roll and it's like you're surfing.
Yeah.
You know, I put that in the office and, you know, take breaks. When I'm riding, just jump up on the surfboard and work on my proprioception.
Yeah.
You know, all these little things make massive difference. And I think it might have been John Maxwell that said this, or it could have been – Ed Young, but I love what he said. He said, small tweaks take you to giant peaks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so cheesy, but so true.
Yeah.
You know, it's little things. It's the daily disciplines. It's adding one or two little things that make a massive difference in how you do. I always tell people this. When you look at gold medal swimming or in the Olympics, or you look at downhill skiing, the difference between a gold and a silver is just tenths of a second.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between winning and second place, third place. Now, here's the thing. In the strength world, that's what it is. It's the little extra that you can do. It's not the big stuff, because most of us, hopefully, if you're listening to the show, are doing the right things day in, day out. It's the little tweaks. It's the small little extra effort that makes a champion.
I agree. And you know something? That's why I like doing all the things I'm doing now. There's some days I'll go out there, and all I'll do is work iron boots in the lower arm. That's it. But when you do these practices efficiently and you commit to them, you know, things that people just kind of like, it's not going to do that much, or I don't have the time for them, you need to make the time. Because if you, like John just said, first, second, or third, if you're gunning for first place, it might be just those successions of days you've done for the last 6 months where you're working on your feet, you're working on your hamstrings, you're working on your calves, you're iron booting those hips, you're getting into that wrestler's bridge where you put weight on top of you, in the front of you, your lower abdomen, or you just do them with body weight. To me, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Whatever fits you, I think you should do it. But it's like everything we say here, simplicity's been lost in so many areas of not only life, training. Everything's got to be complicated. I do this, you know, I eat this and this. You know something? Yeah, you got to have regimen. You have to. That's the only way you're going to be successful. But when you're pushing yourself all over the dial and you've got to have this at this time and this at that time, you're not going to make it, man. Because the body eventually, especially the mind, it rebels on you, you know. And maybe I use that word because, you know, maybe today you get up and you're all fired up to train, and the next thing you know, a few hours later, you could care less, or you've just lost interest, or you're failing on your lifts, or you're not doing this and doing that. Well, that's even the best time to start thinking about, let's build a hip girdle and let's work on a hip girdle for maybe a month. Maybe that's all we do for 1 month. And then I'm hearing this in my left and right ear. But I'll start losing size. I'll start losing strength. Hello, everybody. How long you been doing it? Even if you lose a little, which I don't think you will, just think the recovery and what you've built in that month's time to build much better what you are trying to attain in your training. That's where you got to stop this stuff. You know, as Eric Gutman says, at some point you got to adult up. And that's the truth, because you know something? Not everything is going to be sunshine and rainbows, as Rocky says. And you know, there's going to be times you're going to have to make changes. There's going to be times you're going to have to incorporate different things. And what now, and what better time to start thinking about really solid hip girdle work, really solid knee to feet work. You know, obviously we talked about the boots with hamstring work. When's going to be the good time for you? You're going to wait till you get an injury? You know what, John? I'm going to give this right to you because I'm sure you've seen it a million times too. And I remember when we were kids too, because you know the older guys, you're looking them over. You know, they're big dudes and some aren't, some are. You know, you're kind of getting a feel for what drives and makes these guys big. Nothing is funnier to me than seeing a guy with relatively, and I use that loosely because you're not going to really see this because of the way everything's built, but they'll have a little bit bigger thighs, and then you look at them from the kneecap down, and it looks like a toothpick, you know what I mean? So I'll send it back to you, but I got that image in my head right now of so many people I've seen like that, and just think, you know, we're talking about hip strength. Just think how friggin' weak they are. But go ahead and take it.
Yeah, it's just so true. You know, guys, it goes back to you have to be the complete package. And that weakness will show up somewhere, sometime, whether it's an injury, whether it's a missed lift, whether it is a setback. And, you know, that's why a lot of people, you know, they talk about, well, I don't want to work on this thing. I don't want to use the iron boots, or I don't want to do that. The very same excuses you told. These are the things, when you work on these things, they give you the ability to train that much harder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point. When your body is feeling in tune and you're going through and doing some of these corrective things and some of these things that, you know, you should have been doing the whole time but now are learning are important. When you do those, all of a sudden you can hit the big lifts with that much more aggression, that much more power, because your body's working together as a unit.
Yeah.
And these weak links, you know, aren't destroying your progress.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do too? I don't tell many people things like this, but I'll let on a few things. I told people I usually do my iron boots sometimes in the beginning, but mostly at the end, because I just like the feel of the final blood pump. And I never feel really tired even when I hit those, because I really, really love doing them. I'll tell you what I do, folks. You ought to try this out if you haven't, because you'll be thoroughly warmed up. Let's say you've worked out for 45 minutes and now you add your iron boots. Let's say the whole thing you do, I don't know how many sets or reps you're doing, but let's just say it lasts another 15 minutes, all right? Because, you know, you got to get them on and get ready and go, go, go. Here's what I would tell you to do if you really want to see what these things will do to you and the way they build the blood volume and the explosion. Go out and grab a tire after you do that and tell me how big you'll explode that tire. Now, this is what happens to me. A lot of times I'll go in, load a bar up and just nail a big squat. When your hamstrings feel like they're going to blow through the back of your sweats and your hips, and believe me, your hips pump like crazy all through there, that whole girdle is ignited. The calves are full. The ankles, your ankles, I'm going to have to do a measurement to see what they become as to where they are when I'm just sitting. All right? Your feet are primed. Go and grab something you want to do one rep with, and obviously you're going to be more than warm enough. Even if you come in at, I don't know, say you wanted to flip a 400, 500-pound tire, you've got a 300-pounder there, go grab that and watch how quick you move that and explode it. you're going to be like on fire. And I'm telling you right now, these things, simple iron boots, as they used to call them, I think they're called health sandals, because I think that's what's on the middle of my, I've got a couple different versions. I can't wear them because people had very small feet back in the day. I wear a size 13, and that's hanging over the last build that Bob Hoffman did with them. But let me tell you, you will feel a big difference. And I'm not saying go and do a whole workout. Grab one movement for the night that you want to nail heavy. Do your iron boots. Get done with everything. Go and do it. I guarantee you, you will be shocked at what will happen to you. John, before we get off here, let's talk about here. Let's give our family here, let's just start them off with a couple movements for the hip girdle. And obviously, when we come back, we can do a little bit of a follow-up maybe with a couple more movements. And, you know, obviously, we'll hit the shoulder girdle too. But let's talk to everybody. What would you like them to do? Two great movements to get them started.
Well, the first thing is, again, I love the iron boot leg swings.
Yep.
Where you're taking that forward and power and – here's the cool thing about that. I mean, if I was even just to do one thing that would help you, it would be these leg swings, and here's why. And again, you can go out to the side. There's all kinds of movements you can do these swings in. You can do circles.
Yep.
You know, but you start with the basic swing, and here's why. All day long, we are compressing the hips down, down, down. Gravity is doing its job, and especially when we're lifting heavy, we're pushing that girdle all the time. When you learn to do these swings, there's a traction effect that happens where it's actually pulling on the socket a little bit and you're kind of getting more blood flow. That's kind of the magic of these things.
Yep.
Is when you do a swing, all of a sudden you're getting a little bit of traction, almost as if you were hanging upside down in an inversion table.
Yep.
You know, you're getting that butt, you're building power at the same time instead of it being passive. So that would be the number one thing. I would start out with the leg swings, forward, back, side to side, you can really start to emphasize that power there. And then you can start to add weights with the bars, and you can start to do all kinds of stuff from there. But I would start with the basic leg swings, and I would do them, if you're just starting out, at the end of the workout, because if your body's not used to it,
yep,
it is a new thing. It's
oh, yeah.
Definitely something different.
Oh, yeah. What else are you thinking, too, or do we want to just start them out with one then?
I would start them out with swings, and then something I can't remember if it's in the original course, but one of the things I like to do is circles.
Yeah. Yep.
Circles out to the front, circles out to the back, out to the side, figure eights.
Yep.
You can point the toe down. Okay, this is another crazy. This goes back to like Steve Maxwell's joint mobility.
Yeah.
You can do all these joint mobility exercises with your iron boots on.
Absolutely.
And I love the toe pointed down figure eight. So what if you do that, your knee is slightly bent. You're going to hip into ranges of motion that you never knew you could have. So basically what you do is you stand on one foot with the iron boot. The other leg, you're going to elevate, bend your knee, point your toe to the ground, and then you're just going to draw a figure eight.
Yep.
And your hip is going to all of a sudden, you'll probably hear some cracking. You'll probably hear some all kinds of noises coming if you've never done that. But if you just did the swings and the figure eights and the circles, within a month's time, you would find your body moving totally different, and you would find yourself lifting heavier, heavier weights.
I totally agree. And I'll tell you one thing. I do two things, and I'm not going to get into them. We'll talk about it on the next show. I love with the York iron boots, and, you know, we're talking once again structure. I love marching, but when I march with them, I bring my legs up as high as I can, bring them back down. Another thing that I'll tell you right now that will make you an ace, and I'll get into this more next time, I do a straddle hop with them. And I'm going to leave it right there because I want to whet your appetite in case you don't know what that is, or you can go out and look. Very interesting movement. You can also add a bar on top of your shoulders if you'd like to do it. but I just love doing them with the York Iron boots, and it's just absolutely incredible, the feeling. So we're going to get into this more. I think we've hit upon something really big today, and something, you know, we're always talking. John just laid it out. You're going to see your training change in a month, and I'm going to tell you, I'll just add to it. Wait till you see how explosive you're going to get. And your gait is going to be better, because all of us as lifters know when we're constantly compressing, when we're constantly sitting, did you ever notice sometimes your gait isn't right away? That happens to all of us, and that is all that compression through the hip structure. You got to get at this. I'm going to leave it at that. John, take your time. Summarize anything. Respond back to anything I said. Give out your info. I'll give mine, and hang on the line, please, and we'll get ready for, if you can believe it, August of 2017.
All right. Well, I want to just encourage you, you know, do that. Step out and do the standing leg swings with the iron boots.
Yep.
You won't regret it. Again, you can do things on the bench with them, too. Exercises are limitless, but start with those swings. Let me know what you think, how it's working for you. Look into body tempering. I think there's a whole website now called bodytempering.com. It will change your mobility. It will change your strength levels. It will prep you for battle. be looking out at the end of August. The ebook version, hopefully, of the NeuroGrip training manual should be out, and it is going to be incredible. Also have shows coming up in August and September. And would love to see anybody that is in the Chicago area to come out to the NeuroMass workshop that's going to be in Chicago, that's being put on by Kettle PRT. And all you have to do is type in NeuroMass workshop, John Bruni, Chicago. All the details will come up, but I would love to have you there. I'd love to meet you. It's going to be a crazy, amazing 8-hour-long hands-on workshop.
That's awesome, man.
I want you there. I mean, eight hours, we're going to be able to really invest into your life, and that's what we're all about.
Hey, you know something? Seriously, I mean, there's a lot of great things out there, but there is nothing like physical culture, man. What, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to speak for myself. To be able to do a show like this, and to be able to spread the good fortune of what we do around, and just get people thinking again, you know, let them know that, you know, they have something to offer and we got something to offer. And, you know, I mean, look what we talked about here today. I mean, and I'm not going to get with this money figure stuff, but how much would something like this cost, seriously, if you had to go to somebody? I mean, that's what's so amazing here. John, myself, everybody else, look at the information that we are just giving away to people, because the main thing is, like John said, we want to see everybody do well, everyone, and that's the whole idea about this. But, you know, I haven't heard anybody, I don't know in how long, and I don't remember, I'm sure they're out there, other than reading stuff by Bob Hoffman and Perry Rader and a few of these greats. You don't ever hear about stuff like this. I don't think people even think about stuff like this. Or if they do, they're like just like a dip. Ah, I'm going to hurt my shoulders. Who cares? But look, John, there's something else I was going to say. Oh, okay. With the swing, with the York boots, what, you know, I know I'm going to get a note. I know what I would tell them. What do you feel? Higher rep, mid reps, go back and forth, set wise. Do we want to maybe go with two or three sets, say anywhere from 5s to 20s? What do you want to do here?
Well, one of the main things I talk about is there's different swings you can do. You can do them lying on a bench and all those different things. But what I'm talking about is the standing swing.
Yep.
So you're standing on one leg, letting the other leg get that traction movement and swinging it in various directions, forward, back, and then the side to side. It's also old martial arts exercise, too.
Yeah.
But what I would do is, in the beginning, you know, because the rep count's going to be a little different for everybody.
Yeah.
You have to feel the burn. If it doesn't hurt, as far as I'm talking about intense fire of lactic acid getting in there and getting that blood flow in there, then you haven't done enough reps.
Right.
So I would say two sets, and what that looks like is going to be different for everybody, because if you've never trained that movement – it's going to probably happen pretty quick.
Yeah.
But if you train it all the time, then, you know, it's the same thing when we do glute walks and all these different things that we'll talk about at a different time. If you don't feel that burn, again, we're not talking about a heavy squat here or something else where it's a one rep explosive movement. We're talking about getting into deep, deep muscle fiber, lubricating the joint, working the entire girdle. So I would say you need to do 2 to 3 sets until you feel a very, very intense burn.
Nice. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, ladies and gents. So we'll be anxious. You know, I hope you'll send us some feedback. It'd be very interesting. Is there anything else you got, John?
Just again, if you want to get in contact with me, you can get on Facebook, John Bruni. On Twitter is @PressTheLimit. SubmitStrength.com is our weightlifting equipment site. PressingTheLimits.com is where you can find out how to bring the strength show into your area and all the crazy stunts that we do. And again, it's always my pleasure. We're here to invest in you. Stay strong.
Absolutely, and thank you for that. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio. As I said, go out and just look at all the shows John and I have done. If you go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast, and don't forget, I'm going to work on something. I think I don't know the max you can do with Skype, but we're going to have to get John and a few others on with me because I really want to do an anniversary show with these gents and maybe some of the women. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a few different shows, but our anniversary for 3 years comes up at the end of September, which that is magnificent. I'm telling you right now, most shows last 1 month. So we are way ahead of the curve, and I've driven this very, very hard, not without your help, everybody, but I'll tell you what, I have pushed like you can't even imagine. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle, 13 modules that will change your life. But if you don't get off the fence, just like when we're talking about doing these movements on the hip girdle, where are you going to go then? You're going to be walking around. It's like you're walking in the dark and banging the walls. Go out, invest in your future. I promise you, you will be so happy when you've listened to those modules and you put it into action. And as I said, I'm always here for anything to talk about. And also, too, we will have more and more modules. And unlike a lot of people, and I'm sure John can testify to this, I don't put anything out that I have not done, and I mean repeatedly. It's not going to be a one-time deal and it's out. Never do that. That's dishonest in my opinion. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner's Circle, and make that part of your life. Contributions, we talked, $25, $50, and $100. Also, if you would just like to buy me lunch for a day, for the week, it doesn't matter. Go out to PayPal, Fiorello Barbell, and NICAP.R.com. Anything you would donate would be much, much appreciated. I'll leave you with a ton of stuff here. Number one, if there's a show you'd like John and I to do, go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com, and anything you want to do, I'm sure I can get a hold of John, and we'll come up with something great for you. Also, too, Apple, Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We appreciate that from everyone. The new cars all have the capability of getting podcasting through the radio. AHA directory, that's called AHA. That's where we are. Get Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7 on your car, in your car all the time. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, twist it, break it, squat it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been a guest on the show, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. You build big hips, my friends. You're going to be able to do anything anywhere, anytime. Believe me, and you will have power to spare with everything. Also, too, the greatest college professor I ever had in business, Frank Klein, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, who it's almost been 3 years, we lost him to cancer. He'd walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself on your best or worst day, or just walk around and keep saying that. Watch what will happen to your life, your mood. I mean, you will have the joy of living, believe me. Those two words, I'm telling you, keep smiling. I can hear John saying that right now with his New Hampshire accent. John, my dad, Frank Klein, Jimmy, my grandmother, I can't tell you how much I miss you every day. And I know you're around. I know you're helping me. But boy, oh boy, would I love to have you sitting right next to me doing a show with me with a guy like John. Because I know John, I can't speak for him, but I guarantee you he would have loved to sit down and talk with any of these men, because they were men, and they meant something, and they stood for something, and what a loss, that's all I can say. But eventually we're all going to meet again. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to blow the roof now right off your house. Join the family. Join the revolution. Be part of something that really matters for at least 30 years, I can give you. The great Les Brown said, you'll have greatness, but we'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And boy, I don't know many people in today's world that would ever say that. We're not out for ourselves. We're out for the family, for everybody. John, always an honor. What a show. I don't know. I'll tell you, the subjects are just dynamite, we do. And the thing I like more than anything is the perspective that we bring, and the idea that we're not afraid to do these obscure things and talk about them. I failed on them before. Things haven't gone right. And I'm not afraid to say that to people. There's no shield up around me. There's no nothing. That's why this show has resonated, because of the honesty and no bullshit frills. So, John, thank you very much for being on, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was great, great show.
Well, you'll always be welcome here, believe me. You're part of the family. Before John and I sign off, well, we'll sign off right now. For John Bruni, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. And remember, we've talked about this over and over again. The shows with Dr. William Wong and many other gents, we've touched upon it even here. Manliness is very important. You know, as Patton said, lead from the front. As my pop said, be a leader, not a follower. But folks, especially men, get off the couch. Get off the couch, get in the power rack, get the girdle moving, get the calves moving, get your central nervous system primed. Come with us. Drop the phone. Drop the TV. Get rid of the 9-month belly. And most of all, if you don't have a set of balls, build a set. Become brass balls, because men, we need to lead our young women and young men, and we need to be the best men to our wives and girlfriends and whomever. Lead. I'm telling you right now, it is vitally important. So, today is Tuesday. You've got, what, 5 more days to do something magnificent, but you got the rest of your life. The world and life is calling on you. And remember these two things. I am a winner, and I am a champion. Think about them every time you hear this, and tell me what you're thinking after you repeat this over and over. And we are going to get into more and more of reconstructing the mind. So everybody, have a great day, a great week, and go out and be part of the world and lead. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.